You're back with Who's Talking. This is Jim Hobgood, Frank Maloney. We're visiting with Ted Jeffries. Ted, we just wanted to pick up final comments about the freshman, first yearman, I guess I should say, as an alum of Virginia. You were talking about Mike Toby and Evan Nolte and Justin Anderson. Bring us up to date with their progress.
Well, let's say with Justin Anderson, you know, he's just a freak of nature athletically. He's immensely talented, but he's very raw. Defensively, he struggles with one-on-one. Guarding players one-on-one, but he brings such an intensity to the game. He's fearless. You know, he likes to push the ball. He likes to, you know, try to create opportunities. Not always the best decisions, but I think he's making aggressive mistakes. My high school coach, Morgan Rudin, used to say those types of things. You know, if you're making an aggressive mistake, you can kind of deal with them. Obviously, you can't make too many of them, but I like the fact that he's fearless. And he will obviously learns different positions. He's very versatile. He works on his ball handling. You know, he works on his decision making. He's going to be an incredible player in this league. Evan Nolte he's got a great basketball IQ. You know, he's a little bit of a tweener. He can give you some help in the post. He can play some post. He's not the great defender on the post right now, but I think he'll get better with it because he is such a smart player. He knows how to play the gaps. He knows he just knows basketball from what I've sensed so far this season. Obviously, he can shoot it from three-point range. He's got a good size. Again, once these guys get in this system and get acclimated, get a year under their belt, get healthier, stronger, it's going to be incredible to see this team a year, two years from now, and what they'll be capable of doing. And then you have Taylor Barnett, who is, you know, it's a tough position trying to, you know, play for a point guard and trying to understand that position. But I think he's, as he comes along, better decision-making. He's a decent shooter from outside. Again, it's going to be nice to see these guys 2 years in. Obviously, next year I think they'll make leaps as well if they put in the work like Akil and Darion did.
So just a matter of time. Ted, talk to us a little bit about this week. Wahoos have now got the preliminary part of the schedule behind them. They're in the season's in the book so far for 2012, but now 2013 is right here upon us, and Carolina comes to Charlottesville on Sunday. What does the team have to do to get ready, and how do you anticipate Virginia game planning for a stellar opponent?
Well, I think what they're going to have to work on this week and spend a lot of time on is guarding. Really being, the defense and the Pac-Man defense, Tony Bennett's staple of his program, they really need to bring the intensity defensively if they're going to be in this game against Carolina. Although Carolina is not the Carolina of last year because they lost a lot of guys, they obviously are still immensely talented. I think they're underachieving for their expectations right now. So this is a great opportunity to get a win against a big-name team in this conference and very few bigger than Carolina at home. So you have to be a dead man not to be ready for this game when they come into town. But, you know, in order for them to win this game, they're going to have to guard well and defend well and rebound well in this game. Obviously, you don't want to cause or have too many turnovers either.
Yeah, the one thing against Carolina you always have to do is guard against their transition game. And, of course, as you well know, they transition well even from an opponent's made basket. You know, a lot of times you'll make a basket and you look down for a moment and Carolina's laying it up at the other end. So I think that's a big factor. As you say, turnovers, rebounding against a Carolina team is always critical. And, you know, if Coach Bennett, I think his style is defend, take care of the basketball, and make shots.
There you go. And they make it easy for you. You will have to get back in transition. Carolina is probably one of the best teams between the free throw lines, you know, down there in 2, maybe 3 seconds, really putting pressure on your defense, forcing you to get back. And their secondary offense after transition, they're always looking to try to capitalize. So if the transition offense is not there, secondary break will be available because they'll keep moving the ball around until they get the ball either inside or inside out for a nice jump shot.
All right, another question is, recently, Ted, several players committed to Virginia, and I know you've probably right on top of this, Devin Hall and London Perantes. Talk to us about what that is going to mean for Virginia next year.
Well, obviously, right now, bringing in two point guards, quality point guards. You know, that's an area right now where we are somewhat deficient because of injury. You know, hopefully we get Malcolm Brogdon back, who I think is, you know, one of the tougher guys on that team, another fearless guy, great quick first step, good body size, can withstand contact, get to the rim, create some opportunities. You had two good point guards. I forget which is which, but one is the 6'5 kid, I believe.
Yeah, that's Hall.
That's Hall. You know, brings good size. I have not seen either one of the guys play, but they're, you know, obviously rated very high in the top 100. So, you know, I think that's going to be great to have some savviness at point. And you've got a guy like Tevin who, you know, will have been around in the system for a year and a half now as a redshirt freshman. Taylor Burnett, another guy. And who knows what direction Tony's going to go, because they will be young but obviously talented. So you can't have a rudderless ship and expect it to go in the right direction. So these guys will bring direction for this team next year.
And, you know, when you think about the fact that Anthony Gill will have completed his redshirt year, Virginia will be looking really good going into the next season. But we've got an exciting ACC season coming up. And, Ted, we look forward to maybe bringing you back here in another, say, another 3-4 weeks and maybe get another take on how the team is doing against the always tough ACC schedule.
Well, Frank, I enjoyed being with you and Jim. Anytime I can be available for you, I look forward to the opportunity to come back on.
Listen, you have a great holiday season here and a safe New Year's Eve. And Jim and I look forward to seeing you at the games coming up in the weeks ahead.
That's true. Happy New Year, Ted.
Same to you both. Take care. God bless.
All right, we're headed to break now. And when we return, we're going to bring on Chris Horn of the Sabre. He's the recruiting analyst. And we're looking forward to hearing his thoughts as Virginia nears National Signing Day just right around the corner in early February. So we're headed to break, and stay with us.